So how do we treat? There's a cornucopia of options ranging from observation to enrollment on a trial. We've heard a little bit about androgen deprivation with or without chemotherapy. You can certainly add chemotherapy alone. But I would like to do, again, looking back at a series of trials where if you look at the role of hormonal therapy, it always seems to come out superior. And yes, you could punch a hole in every one of these trials in terms of their design, but at the end of the day, it appears that there is a benefit for hormonal therapy. So the question, obviously, if it may cure, at least control the disease, particularly in the minimal disease setting for some, why don't we give it to everybody? Obviously, if the patient is not destined to progress or fail, any treatment is over-treatment. The adverse effects of the androgen deprivation, particularly for the asymptomatic male, are unacceptable to many men, as we're learning more and more. The question of early versus deferred treatment remains open, and in fact, the ASCO guidelines suggest that deferred treatment is a very reasonable option. And we still have patients who entered in the rising PS state who are very heterogeneous in terms of where the PSA is coming from, and it's ultimately risk in terms of the prognosis from the cancer.